Dear Masters, we invite you to begin this course in the space between part three by softening yourself and letting yourself feel safe as you become the space between. Softening yourself invites you to a perspective outside yourself. As you expand in such a way, the idea of self becomes meaningless. Keep up with this expansion into the space between, with no need to ask who is expanding, who is watching, who is witness, because you are moving beyond the need to know who, the need for that differentiation. You're doing well, becoming structureless. With the expansion beyond structure, you may notice an expansion beyond perception, that there are no fixed points from which you are seeing this expansion. Perspective becomes meaningless. Be sure you're centered in your body and not floating out here for this expansion, this movement into the space between. Let go of even the need to process what's happening, because nothing really is happening except an unstructuring. What we are doing is planting everything that we hope to unveil in the next 8 weeks into this space. We're going to be silent. Again, don't try to process or find meaning. We're going to expand to infinite levels of self-realization and mastery in this space. If you need to sense something, sense the harmony in this space. Keep softening your body, disappearing your need for sense of self now. imagine your oneness with universal intelligence, not ever separated. Some of you might actually be sensing that separation and structures are becoming meaningless, just dissolving. You're absolutely beyond linear time right now. You might feel even a greater sense of expansion now. And perhaps it's not expansion, perhaps it's simply oneness or harmonizing with something greater. And as you lift beyond time space, you lift beyond cause and effect. Outside the causal universe itself. Now you might be entering a space where there's no comprehension possible because your comprehension has been built in a linear world, in a cause-effect modality. And when you lift your consciousness beyond that, it becomes incomprehensible, actually inexperienceable. So allow yourself to go to a space that can't be comprehended and can barely be experienced. Because your intention as masters is to move beyond the causal plane. You have to leave trying behind. Trying is a cause and effect activity. Many of you are getting this sense that your awareness is becoming universal, but it's not your small awareness. So awareness is a difficult word, but begin to sense the universality of you in this space between, more infinite than you've ever allowed it before. If you've become too much in your mind, move back to that soft body, that space from which we began. And now there is a breakthrough being set up. You might feel changes in your awareness, changes in the structured or the unstructured being that you are. You might feel a sense of getting ready. Perhaps that feeling of anticipation as you stand on the diving board ready to jump off. Or we've had this same feeling when we were ready to move into the quantum void and move through this world into the quantum world. That's the same sort of thing that's being set up now, almost as if there's a membrane and we're at the edge of this world and the membrane's almost ready to pop. So you might be feeling that, or you might be beyond sensations. I will give you a visualization that might help this transition. You might imagine that the you that you know you are, even if as big and expanded as you are, is still on this side of this thin membrane of consciousness. But the you that you don't know you are, the you that is infinite and beyond time, beyond cause, is on also on the other side of that membrane. And we're going to hold a space for that greater you to pull you, the smaller you, and it's still not small because you're huge right now, but to pull the one who lives in this causal plane out through the membrane into this vast, unstructured universe. We'll hold the space. It may happen however you feel it. It may not be visual. We're giving a visual in case that helps. But that's what we're doing now. We're expanding past a membrane of all separation into a place of infinite existence. You might actually be feeling more solid. Which is a sign of the dismemberment of the lack of, or the dismemberment of the separation between you and the universe. That there's embodiment, that which is universal, that which you've never been able to embody before. You might be feeling heat in your body. Let go of whatever's holding you back, whatever mental constructs, beliefs, I'm not getting this, I should feel this. Let go of everything that's holding you back. Most of you are in this separate state of consciousness. You move past this membrane. Again, there's no way to know you are here because you are 100% here. So there's no contrast to tell you where you've come from anymore. As we said, be patient with the confirmation. It comes in the rearview mirror. What you're noticing is that there's no more either or. You can be expanded and be solidly in your body. One does not take away the other. There is no longer a separation between universality and the separation of your body. You may just feel strange. Notice that you're no longer just your small self. And perhaps begin to sense what qualities you feel. Is there a strength? Is there a sense of knowingness? Is there a sense of infinity? Is there a sense of timelessness? Is there a sense of vast scope? Is there a little bit of sense of meaninglessness of all the things you thought had meaning? And more importantly, is there a sense that that's okay with you, that you're not worried? Is there a sense that you are different than you've ever known yourself to be? Is there a sense that you've given up the directing of your small mind to the exploring of something much greater? What if you allowed your life to unfold from this space, be realized from this space, rather than directed from ego, from fears, from programs? What if, together, you can make this change? So we say, welcome, masters. That this space holds all the realization you ever need. And now our job as your teacher is to help you realize what you've realized. Sit in a few more minutes. Without asking what it is or what it'll do or how it will help you, just be here. Be silently grateful. If you could see yourselves now, the brightness, the glory of you, reconnecting to your body now, and that's going to take longer than you think. You went much more multidimensional than you thought you did. As you come back to your body, let your thinking brain be the very last thing that becomes operational again. Let your body get operational. You might feel strangely spacey, as if you're still in between two worlds, and you are. You've allowed yourselves a big breakthrough. For the next 7 classes, we'll explore the space you now have access to. We'll help you bring meaning, perhaps, to it. Draw lines from this high dimension down into your life so it can be anchored and so that you can be this space more in your daily life. And it can magically impact your growth, your happiness, your sense of security, because it's the small self that demands security. The large self has universality. You're so beautifully between worlds. So now, in your body, pay attention to how fluid are the lines of your body, that yourself is not constrained by that thing that was your body or that thing that was your identity, that the need to identify and therefore separate is much vaguer. It's not really such a possibility from this space. And you might say, why do I want to be in this space? Why do I want to have it opened? It's because the more dimensions you include, the more capacity you have, the more breadth, the more scope, the more knowing, the less need to separate, to protect, to be afraid. So does this have value in your day-to-day life? It absolutely changes who you are. Humans have been on a timeline of, we'll call it karmic recycling, where you move and move again, and you keep returning to the physical plane. Yes, there's lessons. Yes, there's soul family. But even that karmic patterning is stuck inside the causal plane. And what you are doing is moving outside the linear program of time after time after time, moving beyond time space, so that you can identify with that greater you. And from that greater you, you can decide you are beyond the karmic folds. You are beyond the ability to be programmed, the ability to be limited. And from that limited space, it is impossible to declare, I want to be here. It is, you must move beyond that membrane, and the greatness of the space you are lifts the small you from the patterns, the protection, the suffering. So now, you begin to truly have free choice. The small you has been busy as a planner. It needs to decide what to do and when and how. And those characteristics, those qualities are important in the circumscribed world of time. But the greater you, instead of planning, it explores what can unfold, or it explores the unfoldment. So what you will notice in your life is you'll have a less urgency to know, to plan, to have everything figured out in your mental linear mind, because your linear mind is not the right computer for your spiritual self. It is that spiritual knowing, heart-centered, that is the computer, or is the synthesizer of these higher worlds. So you'll find that you're following a knowing and exploring a curiosity, and that actually is not planning, but is the epitome of creation, unfolding, creation, curiosity. So we call this class mastery. And it is to hold a vision of mastery for humanity, for the small self, but for realizing the mastery that is already the universe. The universe needs no planning, needs no correction. And you are universal. You need no correction. Welcome to a new world. We thank you for now. This is Mark. I hope you can feel that your mental processor is offline. You're trying to think, well, what does that mean? What can I do? Should I write some notes? How will I use it? And it's impossible? I hope so.